Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanase Opukwusakwode, the senior pastor of the Well Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the Potter's
Hour. You come to church, you hear the message about curse, you repent, you surrender your life to Jesus, you rededicate your life. And the moment you do that, it means that the demon's right to oppress you has been taken away. It's the same thing with salvation. Your name was in the book of death, but you came to receive Jesus Christ after you heard the truth. And the moment you receive Jesus Christ, then the right to keep you in the book of death is canceled. Then your name moved from the book of death to the book of life. Very simple. Very, very, very simple. So, different kinds of curses. You are cursed because your mother said that ignorantly. Woo, Kate, you will suffer. Maybe he said it out of anger. He said it that, but he's forgotten that he has a parental authority. He's forgotten that he's supposed to bless you and not curse you. He must say that of anger. But it's not because your mother is powerful. He has empowered a demon. Because the oppressor is looking for somebody to oppress. The only job a thief does is to steal. There is no thief who doesn't steal. Then why are you a thief? Some of you, unfortunately, you have the title thief, but you don't know how to steal. So we don't know that every thief steals. Is that correct? The thief cometh not, but for do what? So he can steal your favor. He can steal your health. He can steal your glory. He can steal your soundness. He can steal your mental stability. So when the devil comes around you, he finds something to steal. And somebody must empower. For instance, somebody take your name and take it to Menyakonlo and say, this guy, we all came to the office to work, but he has been promoted 2 times above me. You people should bring him down. That means that the altar they took your name is a satanic altar. But that person who took your name has empowered the altar. They are not listening to me. This is the reason why we are preaching what we are preaching. So every curse has a cause. Give me the Message Bible. Let me see what the Message Bible will say about the cause of curses. You have as little to fear from an undeserved curses as from the doubt of WWW America Flow. No, go to the BBE Bible. No. Some of them, if you don't take it, they will confuse you at a particular subject. Some even don't have the translation at all. As a sparrow in her wandering and as a swallow in her fly. So the curse does not come without a cause. I like this one. The curse does not come without a cause. And so if there is a curse operating in your life, then now who caused it? What was the cause for the curse? We are preaching this thing to take the right. Let me show you something. In the book of Joshua chapter 6 and verse number 26. Joshua, a man of authority, who succeeded Moses to take the people of Israel to the promised land, pronounced a curse after Jericho fell down. And Joshua adjured them. Give me the New Living Translation. So Joshua finished bringing Jericho down by divine instruction. This city wall is very heavy. You people don't have ammunition, so go by my instruction. Walk around it every day one time. So Israel wake up and the whole 3 million people will walk around the nation and then they go to bed. Second day walk, went to bed. Third day walk. And he said on the 7th day, walk 7 times. I don't think you want to be part of that country. They walk 7 times. And on the 7th time, they say shout. When they obey God, the way disobedient bring curses, obedient bring blessings. But we'll get there later on. So if disobedient bring curses, then obedient will bring blessing. So the moment they shouted, the walls of Jericho fell down. Then Joshua said that. At that time, Joshua invoked what? This curse. Joshua invoked a curse. Joshua invoked this curse. May the curse of the Lord fall on anyone. So this particular curse is coming from the Lord. God didn't ask Joshua to do it. God didn't prompt Joshua to do it. But as a man of authority, he spoke and God back it. So as I'm standing here, if I can bless you and you'll be blessed by the authority I have, I pronounce something negative, they will pick it up and enforce it. That is why it's not your interest to fight people of authority. Whether they are pastors or your teacher or your professor, anybody who has a certain authority over you. That is why sometimes even doctors can say something negative and it will happen. Doctors can even give people your social and so time to live. And if nothing is done about that, that's what I call, oh, Jesus Christ. One of my daughters has cancer. And he was doing chemotherapy. There was a particular doctor who was doing the thing. And every time he's saying something. So the doctor wrote on his folder, cancer. Then later the doctor was changed. And a Christian doctor came to handle. And I said, do you go to church? He said that. And he took the folder and tore it. And he said that nobody should write cancer on the folder. And by the time the doctor tore it and said nobody should write cancer, it's just a challenge. The cancer left again. Hey! He told me just something. The cancer left. And when they did it, they checked back and everything has come to normal. Because one person who understands the principles of words and the power of words decide that a written document must be changed. Even though if it is cancer, let the weak says I am strong. Let the poor says I'm rich. And so let the sick says I am healed. Yeah. Thank you. He told me, I was just looking at him. He said, by the time the doctor, a Christian doctor came and said, don't write that nonsense on his folder. And tear that place. And took another one and wrote the same requirement. But say, I don't want to see the word cancer. That's it. So if your mother curses you, there's a prophet here. If your brother curses you, there's a prophet here. Oh no, you are not understanding what I'm talking about. If an authority figure curses you, there's another authority figure here. That is why in the kingdom, it is important you can have many instructors, but get one father. Get one father. Get one spiritual accredited, anointed father that can have the power to stand before God on your behalf. It's a principle. You must belong to a local church. That's the way God has made it. You must have a father. Even if you don't like your biological father, can you take his name? No. 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 It's only in the kingdom. So a lot of people are here. Things are not working because you don't have a father. You don't have a spiritual authority. Heaven knows that nobody exercises authority on you. You are jumping around here. You go here. You go here. Today you tell this person is my father. Today you tell this person is my father. Go to the place and say, I like your church, but this is my spiritual father. I'm coming to your prayer meeting. But deep down in my heart, I am not confused about who is my father. I have said it up to now. On my father's funeral, Reverend Yusuf was preaching and pointed and said, Prophet Nana's spiritual father is sitting here. He's accredited. Other people that I even call father acknowledge my father. Yeah. And I have made it so. Do you know that some of you, your curse is that you are shy of your biological father? You don't want people to know that this is your father because God has blessed you and it's too below. So the different kinds of curses you have to deal with. You don't want people to know that this is a man you marry because now you are the managing director of the bank and your husband is jobless. Different kinds of curses you are dealing with. You are taking it for granted. So they are praying and praying and praying and praying and praying and praying. And the devil has a legal right to oppress. He has a legal right to oppress because the right has not been taken. This week after next, we will take the right from the devil. By the message you are hearing. Sit down. So there is no curse. The Bible said that. At that time, Joshua invoked a curse. May the curse of the Lord fall on anyone who tries to rebuild the town of Jericho. When I went to the Bible, I started doing the calculation. From the time Joshua pronounced the curse, watch this. At the cost of his firstborn son, she will lay its foundation. So the curse is saying that if you come to build Jericho, the moment you dig the foundation, your firstborn must die. Whether he's sick or not, the curse, the demon. So the moment Joshua pronounced this curse, Satan will release demons to be standing there. And I checked that from the time Joshua pronounced the curse at 1 Kings chapter 16 verse 34, it was 500 years. But the demons will leave. They are waiting for somebody to fulfill it. Watch this. It was during his reign that Hariah, a man from Bethel, the maker of kings, rebuilt Jericho. When he laid his foundation, it cost him the life of his older son. So the guy didn't know, because 500 years has passed away. So it is important to buy a land and rededicate it to God. Don't just go and dig foundation and build. Lord, I put oil on this land, blessed by your spiritual father. I don't know what this land was used 100 years ago. If there is any curse on this ground, I came here in the innocency that you have been giving me the blessing to possess this land. Let the curse be reversed. I will live here in soundness of mind. What a blessing. So you start a project, and along the line, everything has shut down. Your finances are shut down. Your finances are not going. The project cannot go. There's litigation on the land. It's possible the land is cursed. One day, after 150 years, if Jesus studies, in the great Usu Cemetery, and they started selling the land for construction, and you go and buy. Recently, my brother, something happened, and then we were going to my mother's hometown. When we were going there, he took me through a back door, and then we were going. So when I got there, I said, what is the cemetery? And he said, oh, the cemetery, they've moved it. And when I got there, I saw that they built nice, nice things there. Is it the dead that is causing? No. People chant in cemetery. People call spirits. If you go to some of the cemeteries in Accra now, you see people still walking around. People belong to secret society. They meet there. They provoke curses. So it is atmosphere that has invited demons. Yes, a lot of evil people, things, people did it in cemetery. So it is possible that where you are going to build many years ago, these are things that you don't take for granted. That's why God said that anything you buy, dedicate it to me. What is dedication? It means that God becomes the owner, you are the caretaker. Am I teaching somebody here at all? Is that? This man went there, he let. Listen to the way the Bible says, it cost him the life of his oldest son, Abiram. So Abiram was not sick. Abiram has a future. Abiram supposed to be a medical doctor or president. But his father landed in a place of a curse. And his father did something he didn't know, because it happened 500 years ago. But the demons are there, because 500 years does not kill a demon. Spirits don't die. I'm teaching you, and I pray that your spirit will be open. So the devil made sure that he monitored the place, and Satan is waiting for who would dare to lay the foundation for Jericho. One should do that. So the moment Joshua pronounced the curse, the demons are in operation, waiting for somebody to fulfill it. That is what today I'm going to declare over you. Anything hanging around called hidden curse that you don't know, today we break and revoke that curse.
Amen.
Take the right of that demon. The most difficult curse to build, to break, is what I call hidden curses.
Hidden curses.
You don't know.
Curses.
Hidden. You don't know.
They are hidden, but effective.
You don't know. Amen.
Amen.
Older son, Abiram, and when he has completed it, he set up its gate. It cost him the life of his youngest son. Everyone say, youngest son. What is his name? Segub. I never heard anybody in the world called Segub. Who want to name his son after that? Segub. This all happened according to the message. And the message from the Lord concerning Jericho, spoken by Joshua. God told them to destroy Joshua, but God didn't say they should curse it. Authority figure. Let me show you. It may mean like a blessing, but be careful with it. God told Samuel, He had the privilege to do that for the first time in his life. Among all the prophets, she was one of the outstanding prophets that God raised. And he was privileged to anoint the first king of Israel in a record. But God's instruction was very simple. Take your vow and go. Israel has not rejected you, they have rejected me. I'm the one ruling over them. They said they want a physical human king. And the way they said it was so insulting that they wanted like the other nations. So they were comparing themselves to the other nations, even though they were God's people. Comparison is what has brought us to where we are. Let me not go to details about it. It's possible you're under pressure because you are comparing yourself to your neighbor and putting pressure on your husband to steal money to buy a car because your neighbor has bought a car. It's there. It's there. Some of you come to church. We give fat out, but we'll be ashamed too, but so shall be by for. I'm not talking about your own. Those people, they didn't come to church today. Hallelujah. Obia bo rasta, wo rasta and fatal. And kawo de rasta no ba, no wa chechi we chie, no wa but we jegu ani, no wa seto tomato. But that is not the way you're supposed to look like. So comparison make people come under pressure. There are people there, they just believe that every Sunday they must change their dress.
Okay.
And as a result of that, because if you bite more than you can chew, your jaw can lock. I'm preaching. You are not listening, but I'm preaching. No. Hear this. A sign and a symptoms and a very wisdom key for prosperity. Life is in phases. If you are not there, you are not there. And wait till God brings you there. Never get to a place that heaven does not acknowledge that you must be there. So never have anything that heaven didn't give to you. It will kill you. No. It will kill you. If you see somebody driving a car, let's say this man is driving a Rolls Royce and you begin to play, Lord, I claim it. One day I did something, I said people should ride cars and bring it. I was shocked. Quite a section of them wrote Rolls Royce. When I saw the names and I saw the pictures of the car, I saw that people don't have faith. And people are very ignorant. Because number one, if God gives you Rolls Royce now, you can't maintain it. So the car you are driving, it must be at your level. There was a time, I can't drive the car I'm driving now. Because taking it to the servicing and bringing me back will cost me my whole salary at that time. Because some cars, their headlight can buy another car. This one is not Ayobo, it's called Wisdom. So if you see me driving a car, and for instance, if I'm standing here, there is a time maybe God can decide to give me airplane for my ministry. But a certain time now, I can't own it. So if somebody even accidentally say, Prof, I want to give you an airplane, I will tell the person, okay, no, fine, I'll receive it, but let's sell it and I will keep the money for something else. Why? Because I cannot maintain the aircraft. The reason is because if I'm flying from London, from Ghana, every country I fly in their airspace, I must pay. So I'm showing the principle of aircraft. So if I'm flying from Ghana and I'm saying I'm going through this place, when I move, the control tower of Ghana will give me to Togo. Togo airspace, I must pay. Nigeria airspace, I must pay. Benin airspace, I must pay. When I get to Germany, I must pay. Then when I go to London and I park the plane, the moment my plane land, the runway start calculating the parking cost. For instance, the West Africa sub-region, one of the expensive runways to park is Ghana. Ghana. So even Emirates, you don't park here, they park at Ivory Coast. If you notice most of the flight, the moment they park, the other crew is coming to check in and they spend 1-2 hours and they are taking off. Because if they spend 5 hours, it will cost them. Ghana has one of the most expensive runway. Ghana is also one of the countries with the most expensive hotel bill. Our hotels are more expensive than even some other developed countries. If you don't know, I'm telling you. Is this one a curse? Judge it for yourself. I don't know. I haven't said that. That's what it is. So the cost of that doesn't make you feel like. So don't pray for a Rolls Royce. Pray for Tigo. Ask God to give you Hyundai. At your level, that is what you need. Life is in phases. If you go and buy a Toyota Land Cruiser, you use your blood to service it. And that is why some girls are in the office and sleeping with other bosses. Because they pity more than they can chew. And that is all life. If you see anybody who is not in contentment, he's living beyond his means. I can even tell you that the salary you have now is not small. The reason you think it's small because you are living beyond your means, because that is all God has for you. It's not a small salary. No, it's not. That salary you must be content with and manage your life according to it. There was a time when we got married, we were all living by the salary of my wife because my own was nothing. So let's use my own to pay tithe and offering, but your own is what we are living with. And we're living in a single bedroom. We're comfortable. Comfortable. When we're going to rent a house, we want to buy it, but we're good at me. Because every house around us is expensive. A house in Osu and Cantonment will not be like a house in Miocho. So the distance may be long, but that is why Trotro is there. So you are trying to show off by going to have a house in Tema, and you are under pressure, and that pressure has brought you a curse, because and as a result of meeting to pay that bills, you are doing other things. So the curse I'm talking about, it concerns you. There are different kinds of curses. You are trying to show off. You are trying to buy a certain shoe. When you see some of these people go to America, they buy things on sale. You know, some of the things that you check the price on the internet, and you check it was $500. Now, America is enter fall or something. They are cruising into winter. And this is a country that when you live there, you must have 4 dresses at a year. Spring, summer, autumn, winter. What to wear in summer? You can't wear it in winter. Thank God for Ghana. Hey, I can't wait to you. Ezoto, Eriabo. As for African, we don't even have snow. We don't have snow. Some of you want to travel to see snow. For what? We don't have snow. It's expensive to maintain snow. Yes, sir. For instance, when snow fall, like say, if we, let's say, while we are here, we cross church and there's a snow. The only way for us to drive is that, you see that the crater tipper that trips sand, we must fill it with salt. And the car must drive on the road and pour the salt to melt the snow. The only thing that melts snow is salt. So the country must have enough money to store salt. Now, why are they here with the Asa? Adanchi Asa. And you see the cars running and pouring like the way they pour asphalt. They will be pouring the salt on the snow before the snow will melt for cars to go through. Some of them, the salt cannot melt it, so they have a special, sorry, a friend is saying, he said, backhoe, do you know backhoe? The front cover, it has to push the snow out. So you see traffic, one day we were in London, I think last year, and they were having invasion, and then suddenly it snowed for about some inches, 12 inches or thereabout. Everything came to a standstill. Everything came to a standstill. We almost have an accident. Almost. Pastor Paul was driving me. Now, this is the thing about the snow. We have come to T. Johnson. We were going. A car has come to T. Johnson. He has to stop. When he applied the brake, the snow still skipped him. But Pastor Paul, I was so smart. I said, Paul, how did you escape? He said, it can happen. You could see that it's an ignorant driver. Because when the snow started going down like this. So when the guy was applying the brake, the car was still moving. And came in front of us. So if Pastor Paul was not smart, he could have hit the car. And that accident, it will cost you nothing because it's not his fault. Oh, this is some of you don't know. You want to travel? No. There is a man you want to marry. You can't service him. You can't. It's too much. The guy you want to marry, he has built his house. 5-bedroom house with 5 cars. You went there with your suitcase. No wonder the day they drove you, you sent it back. No, wisdom demands that. There are some people, when they say they will marry you, ask a question: why are they not married up to now? You are not ready to ask those questions to secure your future. You just want it for now. You are now 56 years. I am now 30 or 28. You want to marry me. Why are you not married? Am I the only woman you have met? If you met other ladies, why didn't you marry them? What is special about me? But you don't care. But you will care tomorrow. May the Lord break every curse that is hanging on your neck. Somebody is suffering because of you. You went to your boss to talk bad about somebody, and after that, the person lost his job. It's not a blessing. It's not a blessing. Nobody must sink, and you are the reason for his sinking. So that curse must be destroyed. Mm-hmm. Different types. Amen. Mm-hmm. You destroy a church and then you left. You don't come to church and you tell everybody, don't go to that church. It's a church for the pastor. It's a mistake you are making. When Paul was persecuting Christians, Jesus took it personal.
Yes, sir.
Why persecuted the army? He said, it is hard to prick against the stone. And by that encounter, Paul became blind. So no church is for any pastor. The church is for Jesus Christ. So don't destroy the Jesus Christ church. Because to destroy a church, you become the gate of hell. And you cannot prevail. Because I will build my church and the gate of hell. He completed. Set his son, said, look, this all happened according to. So a curse you don't know, you just go and put your head inside. No, let's make this point very carefully. Demons monitor curses. Have I told you about that? And so we take the demon's right. Once we take his right, once that is why there can never be deliverance without repentance. No. As long as you will not repent, the demon cannot come out. Anytime we cast a demon, for instance, one day, I was casting a demon somewhere in a church, and some people were there. I've said this testimony several times. I commanded the spirit, and the spirit, because when you do what you know, according to what the Bible expects you to do, and the thing doesn't work, then you must go further to find out. That is where discernment and word of knowledge come in. Lord, why is this spirit not going? He said, there's a covenant that must be broken. So I said, what is it? That he said, the beat in her waist. So the demon is not living because there is a beat. Then I called some people and said, there is a beat in this girl's waist. I didn't even know, because God told me. Take her to the bathroom and find out. They went there, they saw the beat. When they tear the beat, the demon left. Who gave you this beat? He says, my grandma. They said, never remove it. Whatever, I didn't want to find the details about it. That means that there is a covenant on that beat that gave the demon the legal right to possess that girl or to torment that girl. And until that covenant is cut off, the demon will still live. For instance, some people can never be healed because of unforgiveness. Because the spirit behind that sickness will never leave until we take the spirit right. The right is for the person to say, I am sorry. I have sinned for walking in unforgiveness. The moment you confess that sin, the demon's right is taken. But as long as you decide to hold it, some people cannot conceive because of bitterness. You can be bitter against your husband, former husband. I'm not saying every cause is that, but it can be the cause. So check how you pray for people and they don't get healed. We have to go to the details and find out why. Because sometimes the fear of demons are caused by the demons themselves. So when you are afraid about something, it's possible the demon is motivating the fear.
Potter's Hour is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Porter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Epukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-472655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location, Plot 16, Mutual Road, Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Porter City Mutual Pram Road, Friday Mega All Night Service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday Morning Empowerment Service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the